More music. More music. Better music.
Original 106.
Great songs all the time on Original 106. Patti Smith, Because the Night, Lenny Kravitz, Are You Gonna Go My Way, and The Killers before that, Mr. Brightside, here on Original 106.
Everybody is very, very excited about the 3rd of June, Hazelhead Park. It's the Enjoy Music Festival, and it's getting bigger and better every year. Primal Scream are the headliners this year, and I'm pleased to say that on the phone, I'm joined by guitarist Andrew Innes from Primal Scream. Hello there.
Hi, how you doing?
Not bad, not bad at all. Now, I know that loads of fans are really gearing up and getting excited about the Enjoy Music Festival, and I'm going to take the leap here that you're feeling the same way about it.
Yeah, and it's good that Aberdeen's got itself a festival, because, you know, we always have a good time when we play at Aberdeen, so I'm glad they've got themselves a festival, and it should get a lot more of the population out. And let's hope it's a nice sunny day in Aberdeen.
We're keeping our fingers crossed for that, and it's right at the start of festival season as well. When's the last time you played Aberdeen?
I think it was before Christmas. We played the Beach Ballroom, which we'd played in, it was either 1988 or 1989. But they've obviously given it a coat of paint since then.
Yeah,
and it was really good gig and good crowd.
So you're mentioning the 80s there when you played an Aberdeen gig then, and the band have been on the go since the early 80s.
I know.
So you've got quite a...
I can't remember. I was there, so I struggle to remember it.
So, but you know, if you started off in 81, 82 or thereby, that was quite a slow burn, but then, boom, massive in the early part of the 90s.
I know. I guess it took us a while to find our feet, which, unfortunately, in the music business these days, if you're not, you know, successful with your first single, you're out. You know, so we were lucky that our friend ran the record company. That was Alan McGee, ran the record company, and he let us. You know, it was the third album when we broke through, and I don't know if people would get that chance anymore.
I don't think bands or artists get as far as that. If they haven't got a number one or number two hit within that time frame, they're screwed, aren't they, really?
Yeah, I think it even bows at the people look at the midweeks and don't even wait to see if it charts now before they drop their acts.
That is brutal, isn't it? It really is.
It's really, really brutal, which is a shame, because, again, we maybe didn't get it that right with the first two records, but we had time to grow and develop. And
with the likes of Alan McGee on board with you, he's got a bit of a pedigree, as we all know now.
Well, he has now, you know, he's really good. But the thing was, he believed in his bands, and he'd let you spend his money, so good arrangement.
Screamadelica was like the massive album, and you recently celebrated its silver anniversary.
Is that right?
Silver 20, 91 plus 25, silver-ish anyway. And it was the subject of a BBC 4 documentary. That's pretty,
pretty good, isn't it? It was a classic albums documentary.
Yeah.
It's one of that series, and it was, you know, they're really good because they concentrate on the music.
Yeah.
And that programme, so it was a delight to do, because, you know, you're just talking about music rather than what's, you know, all this stuff, that craziness that surrounds it.
Yeah. That would have seen a few folk leap to the download site to go and get a copy of it, I guess.
You better ask my manager.
Yeah. We'll find out the stats later, yeah. We'll just assume that was the case. Anyway, so June is when Primal Scream will be taking to the stage, right at the start of the festival season. Any other festivals coming up this year for you?
Yeah, we've got a few all over, you know, Britain, and then there's Spain, France, Italy.
Very good.
I think Portugal. We're getting out and about.
France, Spain, Italy, Portugal. But the highlight of them all will be...
It'll be Aberdeen.
Yeah, correct answer. Well said.
Yeah, a boiling hot sunny day in Aberdeen.
Yeah, well, look, we'll see what we can do with that, okay?
Can arrange that one, please.
I'll have a word.
Not the rain driving in off the North Sea, not that one.
We know what that feels like. We'll see what we can do, Andrew. I can't make any rash promises. Listen, it's going to be a fantastic day.
It's going to be good. And hopefully we'll see you all at the festival.
You betcha. It's going to happen.
Brilliant. Okay.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you. Original One.